1 Chronicles chapter 11. All Israel joined David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your very flesh and blood. In the past, even when Saul was king, you were Israel's commanding general. The Lord your God said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel. You will rule over my people Israel.'" When all the leaders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. They anointed David king over Israel, in keeping with the Lord's message that came through Samuel. David and the whole Israelite army advanced to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. The Jebusites, the land's original inhabitants, lived there. The residents of Jebus said to David, "You cannot invade this place." But David captured the fortress of Zion, that is, the city of David. David said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusites first will become commanding general." So Joab, son of Zeruiah, attacked first and became commander. David lived in the fortress. For this reason, it is called the City of David. He built up the city around it, from the terrace to the surrounding walls. Joab restored the rest of the city. David's power steadily grew, for the Lord of heaven's armies was with him. These were the leaders of David's warriors, who, together with all Israel, stood courageously with him in his kingdom by installing him as king, in keeping with the Lord's message concerning Israel. This is the list of David's warriors. Jashobeam, a Hakamonite, was head of the officers. He killed 300 men with his spear in a single battle. Next in command was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahohite. He was one of the three elite warriors. He was with David in Pasdemim, when the Philistines assembled there for battle. In an area of the field that was full of barley, the army retreated before the Philistines. But then they made a stand in the middle of that area. They defended it and defeated the Philistines. The Lord gave them a great victory. 3 of the 30 leaders went down to David at the rocky cliff at the cave of Adullam, while the Philistine force was camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was in the stronghold at the time, while a Philistine garrison was in Bethlehem. David was thirsty and said, "How I wish someone would give me some water to drink from the cistern in Bethlehem near the city gate." So the 3 elite warriors broke through the Philistine forces and drew some water from the cistern in Bethlehem near the city gate. They carried it back to David, but David refused to drink it. He poured it out as a drink offering to the Lord and said, "God forbid that I should do this. Should I drink the blood of these men who risked their lives?" Because they risked their lives to bring it to him, he refused to drink it. Such were the exploits of the 3 elite warriors. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was head of the 3 elite warriors. He killed 300 men with his spear and gained fame along with the 3 elite warriors. From the 3, he was given double honor, and he became their officer, even though he was not one of them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a brave warrior from Kabzeel who performed great exploits. He struck down the 2 sons of Ariel in Moab. He also went down and killed a lion inside a cistern on a snowy day. He even killed an Egyptian who was 7.5 feet tall. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand as big as the crossbeam of a weaver's loom. Benaiah attacked him with a club. He grabbed the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Such were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who gained fame along with the 3 elite warriors. He received honor from the 30 warriors, though he was not one of the 3 elite warriors. David put him in charge of his bodyguard. The mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo, from Bethlehem, Shamoth, the Harorite, Helez, the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anathothite, Sibbekai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Ahohite, Meharai, the Netaphathite, Heled, son of Baana, the Netaphathite, Ithai, son of Ribaiah, from Gibeah, in Benjaminite territory, Benaiah, the Pirathonite, Hurai, from the valleys of Gaash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmavath, the Beharamite, Elihaba, the Shealbanite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizanite, Jonathan, son of Shaga, the Haorite, Ahiam, son of Sakar, the Haorite, Eliphel, son of Hepher, the Makarathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Nerai, son of Esbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Beerothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabad, son of Achli, Adina, son of Shiza, the Reubenite, leader of the Reubenites, and the 30 warriors with him, Hanan, son of Maacah, Joshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jeiel, the sons of Hotham, the Ahararite, Jediel, son of Shimri, and Joha, his brother, the Tizrite, Eliel, the Mahavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnaim, and Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Jaasiel, the Mezoabite. First Chronicles chapter 12. These were the men who joined David in Ziklag, when he was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who assisted him in battle. They were armed with bows and could shoot arrows or sling stones, right or left-handed. They were fellow tribesmen of Saul from Benjamin. These were Ahiezer, the leader, and Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, the Gibeathite, Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, Berekah, Jehu the Anathothite, Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, one of the 30 warriors and their leader, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabad the Gedirathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, and Haruphite, Elkanah, Ishia, Azarel, Joizar, and Jeshobeam, who were Korahites, and Joliah and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham, from Gedor. Some of the Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness. They were warriors who were trained for battle. They carried shields and spears. They were as fierce as lions, and could run as quickly as gazelles across the hills. Ezer was the leader, Obadiah the second in command, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These Gadites were military leaders. The least led 100 men, the greatest 1,000. They crossed the Jordan River in the first month, when it was overflowing its banks, and routed those living in all the valleys to the east and west. Some from Benjamin and Judah also came to David's stronghold. David went out to meet them and said, "If you come to me in peace and want to help me, then I will make an alliance with you. But if you come to betray me to my enemies when I have not harmed you, may the God of our ancestors take notice and judge." But a spirit empowered Amasai, the leader of the group of warriors known as the 30, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We support you, O son of Jesse. May you greatly prosper. May those who help you prosper. Indeed, your God helps you." So David accepted them and made them leaders of raiding bands. Some men from Manasseh joined David when he went with the Philistines to fight against Saul. But in the end, they did not help the Philistines, because, after taking counsel, the Philistine lords sent David away, saying, "It would be disastrous for us if he deserts to his master Saul." When David went to Ziklag, the men of Manasseh, who joined him, were Adnak, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilathai, leaders of 1,000 soldiers each in the tribe of Manasseh. They helped David fight against raiding bands, for all of them were warriors and leaders in the army. Each day men came to help David, until his army became very large. The following is a record of the armed warriors, who came with their leaders and joined David in Hebron, in order to make David king in Saul's place, in accordance with the Lord's decree. From Judah came 6,800 trained warriors, carrying shields and spears. From Simeon there were 7,100 warriors. From Levi there were 4,600. Jehoiada, the leader of Aaron's descendants, brought 3,700 men with him, along with Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 leaders from his family. From Benjamin, Saul's tribe, there were 3,000, most of whom up to that time had been loyal to Saul. From Ephraim, there were 20,800 warriors who had brought fame to their families. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 18,000 who had been designated by name to come and make David king. From Issachar, there were 200 leaders and all their relatives at their command. They understood the times and knew what Israel should do. From Zebulun, there were 50,000 warriors who were prepared for battle, equipped with all kinds of weapons, and ready to give their undivided loyalty. From Naphtali, there were 1,000 officers, along with 37,000 men carrying shields and spears. From Dan, there were 28,600 men prepared for battle. From Asher, there were 40,000 warriors prepared for battle. From the other side of the Jordan, from Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 120,000 men armed with all kinds of weapons. All these men were warriors who were ready to march. They came to Hebron to make David king over all Israel by acclamation. All the rest of the Israelites also were in agreement that David should become king. They spent 3 days feasting there with David, for their relatives had given them provisions. Also their neighbors, from as far away as Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali, were bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen. There were large supplies of flour, fig cakes, raisins, wine, olive oil, beef, and lamb, for Israel was celebrating. First Chronicles chapter 13. David consulted with his military officers, including those who led groups of 1,000 and those who led groups of 100. David said to the whole Israelite assembly, "If you so desire, and the Lord our God approves, let's spread the word to our brothers who remain in all the regions of Israel, and to the priests and Levites in their cities, so they may join us. Let's move the ark of our God back here, for we did not seek his will throughout Saul's reign." The whole assembly agreed to do this, for the proposal seemed right to all the people. So David assembled all Israel, from the Shihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath, to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went up to Baalath, that is, Kiriath Jearim in Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God the Lord, who sits enthroned between the cherubim, the Ark that is called by his name. They transported the Ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart, while David and all Israel were energetically celebrating before God, singing and playing various stringed instruments, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they arrived at the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah reached out his hand to take hold of the Ark, because the oxen stumbled. The Lord was so furious with Uzzah, he killed him, because he reached out his hand and touched the Ark. He died right there before God. David was angry because the Lord attacked Uzzah. So he called that place Perez Uzzah, which remains its name to this very day. David was afraid of God that day and said, "How will I ever be able to bring the Ark of God up here?" So David did not move the Ark to the city of David. He left it in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Ark of God remained in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom's house and everything that belonged to him. First Chronicles chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar logs, stonemasons, and carpenters, to build a palace for him. David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had elevated his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. In Jerusalem, David married more wives and fathered more sons and daughters. These are the names of children born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpilet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphalat. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of all Israel, all the Philistines marched up to confront him. When David heard about it, he marched out against them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. David asked God, "Should I march up against the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord said to him, "March up, I will hand them over to you." So they marched against Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. David said, "Using me as his instrument, God has burst out against my enemies like water bursts out." So that place is called Baal Perazim. The Philistines left their idols there, so David ordered that they be burned. The Philistines again raided the valley, so David again asked God what he should do. This time, God told him, "Don't march up after them. Circle around them, and come up against them in front of the trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the trees, then attack, for at that moment God is going before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." David did just as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. So David became famous in all the lands. The Lord caused all the nations to fear him. First Chronicles chapter 15. David constructed buildings in the city of David. He then prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "Only the Levites may carry the Ark of God, for the Lord chose them to carry the Ark of the Lord and to serve before him perpetually." David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Lord up to the place he had prepared for it. David gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the descendants of Kohath, Uriel, the leader, and 120 of his relatives. From the descendants of Merari, Asaiah, the leader, and 220 of his relatives. From the descendants of Gershom, Joel, the leader, and 130 of his relatives. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shemaiah, the leader, and 200 of his relatives. From the descendants of Hebron, Eliel, the leader, and 80 of his relatives. From the descendants of Uziel, Aminadab, the leader, and 112 of his relatives. David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, along with the Levites Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He told them, "You are the leaders of the Levites' families. You and your relatives must consecrate yourselves and bring the Ark of the Lord God of Israel up to the place I have prepared for it. The first time, you did not carry it. That is why the Lord God attacked us, because we did not ask him about the proper way to carry it." The priests and Levites consecrated themselves so they could bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel. The descendants of Levi carried the Ark of God on their shoulders with poles, just as Moses had commanded, in keeping with the Lord's instruction. David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint some of their relatives as musicians. They were to play various instruments, including stringed instruments and cymbals, and to sing loudly and joyfully. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, one of his relatives, Asaph, son of Berechiah, one of the descendants of Merari, Ethan, son of Keshuiah, along with some of their relatives who were second in rank, including Zechariah, Jehaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, the gatekeepers. The musicians, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play the harps according to the Alamoth style. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azariah were to play the lyres according to the Sheminith style, as led by the director. Kenaniah, the leader of the Levites, was in charge of transport, for he was well informed on this matter. Berechiah and Elkaniah were guardians of the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiel were also guardians of the ark. So David, the leaders of Israel, and the commanders of units of 1,000 went to bring up the Ark of the Lord's covenant from the house of Obed-Edom with celebration. When God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's covenant, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was wrapped in a linen robe, as were all the Levites carrying the Ark, the musicians, and Kenaniah, the supervisor of transport and the musicians. David also wore a linen ephod. All Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant. They were shouting, blowing trumpets, sounding cymbals, and playing stringed instruments. As the Ark of the Lord's Covenant entered the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out the window. When she saw King David jumping and celebrating, she despised him. First Chronicles chapter 16. They brought the Ark of God and put it in the middle of the tent David had pitched for it. Then they burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. When David finished offering burnt sacrifices and peace offerings, he pronounced a blessing over the people in the Lord's name. He then handed out to each Israelite man and woman a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites to serve before the Ark of the Lord, to offer prayers, songs of thanks, and hymns to the Lord God of Israel. Asaph was the leader, and Zechariah second in command, followed by Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mathathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel. They were to play stringed instruments. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehaziel were to blow trumpets regularly before the Ark of God's covenant. That day, David first gave to Asaph and his colleagues this song of thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his accomplishments among the nations, sing to him, make music to him, tell about all his miraculous deeds, boast about his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and the strength he gives. Seek his presence continually. Recall the miraculous deeds he performed, his mighty acts, and the judgments he decreed. O children of Israel, God's servant, you descendants of Jacob, God's chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. He carries out judgment throughout the earth. Remember continually his covenantal decree, the promise he made to 1,000 generations, the promise he made to Abraham, the promise he made by oath to Isaac. He gave it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as a lasting promise, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When they were few in number, just a very few, and foreign residents within it, they wandered from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another. He let no one oppress them. He disciplined kings for their sake, saying, don't touch my anointed ones, don't harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Announce every day how he delivers. Tell the nations about his splendor. Tell all the nations about his miraculous deeds. For the Lord is great and certainly worthy of praise. For he is more awesome than all gods. For all the gods of the nations are worthless, but the Lord made the heavens. Majestic splendor emanates from him. He is the source of strength and joy. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord splendor and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the splendor he deserves. Bring an offering and enter his presence. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be happy. Let the nations say, the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then let the trees of the forest shout with joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Say this prayer. Deliver us, O God who delivers us. Gather us, rescue us from the nations. Then we will give thanks to your holy name and boast about your praiseworthy deeds. May the Lord God of Israel be praised in the future and forevermore. Then all the people said, we agree, praise the Lord. David left Asaph and his colleagues there before the Ark of the Lord's Covenant to serve before the Ark regularly and fulfill each day's requirements, including Obed-Edom and 68 colleagues. Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and Hosa were gatekeepers. Zadok the priest and his fellow priests served before the Lord's tabernacle at the worship center in Gibeon, regularly offering burnt sacrifices to the Lord on the altar for burnt sacrifice, morning and evening, according to what is prescribed in the law of the Lord, which he charged Israel to observe. Joining them were Heman, Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, for his loyal love endures. Heman and Jeduthun were in charge of the music, including the trumpets, cymbals, and the other musical instruments used in praising God. The sons of Jeduthun guarded the entrance. Then all the people returned to their homes, and David went to pronounce a blessing on his family. First Chronicles chapter 17. When David had settled into his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a palace made from cedar, while the ark of the Lord's covenant is under a tent." Nathan said to David, "You should do whatever you have in mind, for God is with you." That night, God told Nathan, "Go, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. You must not build me a house in which to live, for I have not lived in a house from the time I brought Israel up from Egypt to the present day. I have lived in a tent that has been in various places. Wherever I moved throughout Israel, I did not say to any of the leaders whom I appointed to take care of my people Israel, 'Why have you not built me a house made from cedar?' So now, say this to my servant David, 'This is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. I took you from the pasture, and from your work as a shepherd, to make you a leader of my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I defeated all your enemies before you. Now I will make you as famous as the great men of the earth. I will establish a place for my people Israel, and settle them there. They will live there and not be disturbed any more. Violent men will not oppress them again, as they did in the beginning and during the time when I appointed judges to lead my people Israel. I will subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a dynastic house for you. When the time comes for you to die, I will raise up your descendant, one of your own sons, to succeed you, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build me a house, and I will make his dynasty permanent. I will become his father, and he will become my son. I will never withhold my loyal love from him, as I withheld it from the one who ruled before you. I will put him in permanent charge of my house and my kingdom. His dynasty will be permanent." Nathan told David all these words that were revealed to him. King David went in, sat before the Lord, and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my family, that you should have brought me to this point? And you did not stop there, O God. You have also spoken about the future of your servant's family. You have revealed to me what men long to know, O Lord God. What more can David say to you? You have honored your servant. You have given your servant special recognition. O Lord, for the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing in order to reveal your greatness. O Lord, there is none like you. There is no God besides you. What we heard is true. And who is like your people, Israel, a unique nation in the earth? Their God went to claim a nation for himself. You made a name for yourself by doing great and awesome deeds when you drove out nations before your people, whom you had delivered from the Egyptian empire and its gods. You made Israel your very own nation for all time. You, O Lord, became their God. So now, O Lord, may the promise you made about your servant and his family become a permanent reality. Do as you promised, so it may become a reality, and you may gain lasting fame. As people say, the Lord of heaven's armies is the God of Israel. The dynasty of your servant David will be established before you, for you, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a dynasty for him. That is why your servant has had the courage to pray to you. Now, O Lord, you are the true God. You have made this good promise to your servant. Now you are willing to bless your servant's dynasty so that it may stand permanently before you. For you, O Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed from now on into the future." First Chronicles chapter 18. Later, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. He took Gath and its surrounding towns away from the Philistines. He defeated the Moabites, the Moabites became David's subjects and brought tribute. David defeated King Hadadezer of Zobah as far as Hamath when he went to extend his authority to the Euphrates River. David seized from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 infantrymen. David cut the hamstrings of all but 100 of Hadadezer's chariot horses. The Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, but David killed 22,000 of the Arameans. David placed garrisons in the territory of the Arameans of Damascus. The Arameans became David's subjects and brought tribute. The Lord protected David wherever he campaigned. David took the golden shields, which Hadadezer's servants had carried, and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and Cun, Hadadezer's cities, David took a great deal of bronze. Solomon used it to make the big bronze basin called the Sea, the pillars, and other bronze items. When King Tou of Hamath heard that David had defeated the entire army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he sent his son, Hadoram, to King David to extend his best wishes and to pronounce a blessing on him for his victory over Hadadezer, for Tou had been at war with Hadadezer. He also sent various items made of gold, silver, and bronze. King David dedicated these things to the Lord, along with the silver and gold, which he had carried off from all the nations, including Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He placed garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's subjects. The Lord protected David wherever he campaigned. David reigned over all Israel. He guaranteed justice for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was commanding general of the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was secretary. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shavsha was scribe, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, supervised the Kirathites and Pelathites, and David's sons were the king's leading officials. First Chronicles chapter 19. Later, King Nahash of the Ammonites died, and his son succeeded him. David said, "I will express my loyalty to Hanun, son of Nahash, for his father was loyal to me." So David sent messengers to express his sympathy over his father's death. When David's servants entered Ammonite territory to visit Hanun and express the king's sympathy, the Ammonite officials said to Hanun, "Do you really think David is trying to honor your father by sending these messengers to express his sympathy? No, his servants have come to you so they can get information and spy out the land." So Hanun seized David's servants and shaved their beards off. He cut off the lower part of their robes, so that their buttocks were exposed, and then sent them away. People came and told David what had happened to the men, so he sent messengers to meet them, for the men were thoroughly humiliated. The king said, "Stay in Jericho until your beards grow again, then you may come back." When the Ammonites realized that David was disgusted with them, Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and charioteers from Aram-Naharaim, Aram-Maacah, and Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots, along with the king of Maacah and his army, who came and camped in front of Medeba. The Ammonites also assembled from their cities and marched out to do battle. When David heard the news, he sent Joab and the entire army to meet them. The Ammonites marched out and were deployed for battle at the entrance to the city, while the kings who had come were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the battle would be fought on two fronts, he chose some of Israel's best men and deployed them against the Arameans. He put his brother Abishai in charge of the rest of the army, and they were deployed against the Ammonites. Joab said, "If the Arameans start to overpower me, you come to my rescue. If the Ammonites start to overpower you, I will come to your rescue. Be strong. Let's fight bravely for the sake of our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what he decides is best." So Joab and his men marched toward the Arameans to do battle, and they fled before them. When the Ammonites saw the Arameans flee, they fled before Joab's brother Abishai and withdrew into the city. Joab went back to Jerusalem. When the Arameans realized they had been defeated by Israel, they sent for reinforcements from beyond the Euphrates River, led by Shophach, the commanding general of Hadadezer's army. When David was informed, he gathered all Israel, crossed the Jordan River, and marched against them. David deployed his army against the Arameans for battle, and they fought against him. The Arameans fled before Israel. David killed 7,000 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 infantrymen. He also killed Shophach, the commanding general. When Hadadezer's subjects saw they were defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became his subjects. The Arameans were no longer willing to help the Ammonites.